Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Romans 11, 1 to 15. Romans chapter 11, the verses 1 to 15. I ask then, has God rejected his own people, the nation of Israel? Of course not. I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, and a member of the tribe of Benjamin. No, God has not rejected his own people, whom he chose from the very beginning. Do you realize what the scriptures say about this? Elijah the prophet complained to God about the people of Israel and said, Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too. And do you remember God's reply? He said, No, I have 7,000 others who have never bowed down to Baal. It is the same today. For a few of the people of Israel have remained faithful because of God's grace, his undeserved kindness in choosing them. And since it is through God's kindness, then it is not by their good works. For in that case, God's grace would not be what it really is, free and undeserved. So this is the situation. Most of the people of Israel have not found the favor of God they are looking for so earnestly. If you have, the ones God has chosen, but the hearts of the rest were hardened. As the scriptures say, God has put them into a deep sleep. To this day, he has shut their eyes so they do not see, and closed their ears so they do not hear. Likewise, David said, Let their bountiful table become a snare, a trap that makes them think all is well. Let their blessings cause them to stumble, and let them get what they deserve. Let their eyes go blind so they cannot see, and let their backs be bent forever. Did God's people stumble and fall beyond recovery? Of course not. They were disobedient, so God made salvation available to the Gentiles. But he wanted his own people to become jealous and claim it for themselves. Now, if the Gentiles were enriched because the people of Israel turned down God's offer of salvation, think how much greater a blessing the world will share when they finally accept it. I am saying all this especially for you Gentiles. God has appointed me as the apostle to the Gentiles. I stress this, for I want somehow to make the people of Israel jealous of what you Gentiles have, so I might save some of them. For since their rejection meant that God offered salvation to the rest of the world, their acceptance will be even more wonderful. It will be life for those who were dead. My theme for reflection is the remnant of grace, a call to transform. The remnant of grace, a call to transform. Romans 11 offers an important message about the remnant of Israel. These are the people who embraced Jesus as the Messiah, even though the larger nation did not believe. Paul, part of this remnant, speaks passionately about the relationship between the believing minority and the unbelieving majority. He longs for their salvation and holds on to God's promise that one day all of Israel will be saved from their apostasy. This passage highlights a major theme throughout the Bible: God working through a faithful remnant. From Noah and his family to Abraham, Gideon, and the exiles in Babylon, God has consistently chosen a few to fulfill his divine purposes. In the days of Elijah, God reserved 7,000 faithful who had not bowed to Baal. This number symbolizes God's perfect plan even in widespread idolatry. Being part of God's remnant today means recognizing that our calling is not due to merit, but because of His grace. Our role is to be a transformative presence in the world, living out the gospel in our communities, families, and workplaces. This vocation is not about preserving tradition or maintaining a status quo. It is about actively engaging in God's work of restoration and redemption. Today, the relationship between the church and broader society echoes Paul's concerns for Israel. We are called to engage lovingly with those who do not yet believe, reflecting God's desire that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. My dear friends, the remnant is not just a historical or biblical footnote. It is a living reality that calls each of us to participate in God's unfolding narrative of redemption. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer stated, the church is the church only when it exists for others, not dominating but helping and serving. It must tell men of every calling what it means to live for Christ, to exist for others. This is the essence of our calling as the remnant today, a call to live for Christ and serve the world around us. In a world where faith can feel like a minority position, Romans 11 encourages us to see ourselves as part of God's ongoing story of grace. Our task is to remain faithful, hopeful, and engaged in sharing the gospel and living out God's love in practical ways. We are called not only to stand firm, but to be active agents of transformation, bringing the light of Christ into every corner of our lives. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how can we as a remnant chosen by grace be a transformative influence in our communities today? Number two, in what ways can we strengthen our relationships with those who do not yet believe, reflecting God's love and grace? Gracious God, we thank you for your amazing grace that calls us to be part of your faithful remnant. Help us to live as a transformative presence in our world, sharing your love and hope with all we encounter. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.